Hey there, it's Bill from HistoryHighlights.com. My HistoryHighlights.com presentations are for the curious mind without a lot of time. You deserve a little time to experience fascinating true stories all in about an hour. Our audiobook about the Oregon Trail shares the incredible adventure of the brave pioneer families along their journey to the Pacific Northwest and their powerful impact on the western expansion of the United States. During his famous exploration across North America, Meriwether Lewis in 1806 had described what today is Oregon's Willamette River Valley as the only desirable situation for a settlement which I have seen on the west side of the Rocky Mountains. As the letters of the Pacific Northwest's early explorers, fur trappers, entrepreneurs, and missionaries were carried back to New England, they were widely published. They frequently praised the region as a land of fertile soil, temperate climate, endless timber, meadows filled with game, and rivers teeming with fish. But why make that arduous and dangerous journey across the continent? Many pioneers moved west in hope of a new life and in order to escape the turmoil of a severe United States economic collapse that became known as the Panic of 1837. Many desperate Americans began to consider the Pacific Northwest as an opportunity to start anew. Year by year, wagon trains to the west grew larger and larger. Many of the Oregon Trail pioneers wrote journals to record their experiences. Throughout my HistoryHighlights.com Oregon Trail audiobook, I am joined by Laura Sable to share their writings and let those pioneers describe their goals, challenges, struggles, tragedies, and triumphs. Jesse Applegate, an immigrant of 1843, wrote, "They have undertaken to perform with slow-moving oxen a journey of 2,000 miles. The way lies over trackless wastes, wide and deep rivers, ragged and lofty mountains." Elizabeth Dixon Smith wrote in 1847, "We started this morning at sunrise and did not get to camp until after dark, and there was not one dry thread on one of us, not even my babe, and I was so fatigued that I could scarcely speak or step." Henry Garrison wrote, "I have not tried to portray the terrible conditions we were placed in. No tongue can tell, nor pen describe, the heart-rending scenes through which we passed." Primarily through the middle two decades of the 1800s, it is estimated that more than 300,000 men, women, and children crossed the continent, walking more than 2,000 miles toward the hope of a better future. The impact of their migration altered the destiny of the United States and impacted the history of the world. My HistoryHighlights.com audiobooks share fascinating true stories in about an hour. You deserve some time to be fascinated by this great adventure story, so join me for a journey of discovery. To learn more, visit HistoryHighlights.com.